Got some more great news regarding combating black fragility and anti-whiteism. Two high school students who were expelled from a San Francisco area private school 4 years ago after they posted pictures of themselves wearing acne treatments on their face that happened to be dark in color and scared some of their fellow students who accused them of being racist and wearing blackface and tattled on them to the school. They thankfully sued, and now 4 years later, they won. The jury awarded them each $500,000 and reimbursement for the tens of thousands of dollars that they wasted in tuition at the school. This was one of the exhibits in the case, because this is the selfie that they posted after applying the acne medication, looking like they were wearing war paint or like Arnold Schwarzenegger in the Predator film when he covered himself in mud to hide his heat signature from the Predator creature. A scene that will probably be digitally edited out of the film at some point for being too offensive to our modern day sensibilities. And guess which law firm won this historic legal victory for these kids? I'll give you two guesses, because your first guess is probably actually going to be wrong. It's not Stephen Miller's law firm, the America First Legal Foundation, which would have been my first guess as well. I don't know if they were operational 4 years ago, but it was actually Harmeet Dhillon's law firm, the Dhillon Law Group. She's that high-profile conservative lawyer who used to appear all the time on Tucker Carlson and has done some great work. She represented Andy Ngo in a lawsuit against Antifa and has been involved with some great legal cases. I don't know if her law firm works on a contingency basis where they just take a percentage of the winnings. That's what Stephen Miller's law firm does. So if you're white and you're discriminated against because of the systemic anti-whiteism, then his law firm will consider taking your case. And if they do, then you don't have to pay a dime. And I certainly hope this police officer, or now former police officer in Ohio, sues, because he was fired for using a Snapchat ski mask filter, which some morons construed as him wearing blackface. These kinds of lawsuits are long overdue, and we're going to start seeing more of them because white people are finally getting fed up with being discriminated against, being accused of being racist for such ridiculous nonsense. And instead of cowering away and hoping the controversy goes away or believing the gaslighting that they did something wrong, they are fighting back using the legal system. Like the kid in San Diego, the middle schooler, who was suspended for wearing war paint to a high school football game. That family's suing the school. The liberal pandemic has made many Americans completely insane. And one of those symptoms, obviously, is hysteria over supposed white supremacy. Like when they shut down that Amazon warehouse being constructed in Connecticut a few years ago after one of the workers found a rope with a loop on the end and somehow construed it as if somebody like set out a noose in order to harass the non-white workers. And then when they conducted their investigation, they found a total of 7 ropes with loops on the end, which were obviously being used to hoist tools and construction materials up onto the scaffolding or up onto the next level of the building. So this was back in 2021, and here we are 3 years later, and they still haven't caught the culprit, because of course there was no culprits. Which reminds me, I may have to call the detective who was assigned to this case and ask him if he will admit the obvious, or if they left the case open and if it remains unsolved. Even calling them nooses is fake news. And then several construction workers sued Amazon and their bosses because they were scared that such things appeared on the job site. And some of them, people of color, were considered to be suspects and were interviewed by the FBI. 5 black and Hispanic electricians who felt threatened when several nooses were found on an Amazon warehouse construction site in Connecticut, filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against the company and 2 contractors, accusing them of inaction, retaliation for just questioning them because they were suspected, some of them, of planting the nooses there. And discrimination. Because liberals are mentally deficient, they didn't remember that they were utterly humiliated just 1 year earlier after a dozen FBI agents were assigned to investigate the garage door pull in Bubba Wallace's NASCAR garage and had to admit that it was not a hate crime, that it was just the loop tied at the end of the rope in order to open the garage door. Those of us with a brain on the other end knew the moment that that story broke that it was fake news, something that I did post on Twitter, causing MSNBC to get upset.
There is, I guess, inevitably, you have people like Dinesh D'Souza and Mark Dice and others who came out immediately and said, you know, that they think that this is all made up. You know, basically questioning the legitimacy of the story, claiming somehow this is a Jesse Smollett thing.
Yes, yes, I did. Have I ever been wrong? And speaking of hysteria, you probably saw this viral clip last week of students at Ole Miss, Mississippi University, mocking this lone Palestinian protester who looks like Lizzo, particularly with this one kid who comes out of the corner and then starts making animal sounds at her. Of course, that student was called a racist and was kicked out of the fraternity. This is just like 2 weeks before the end of the school year. And there are also calls to have him expelled. And the school has launched an investigation. Now hear me out. What that kid did was wrong. He should have been making hippo noises because gorillas don't get that fat.